which basically mean Our Lady. And that's actually what the Christian also called her, Our Lady. To me, this is why actually I feel a special connection with her. Because what did Allah describe her? Repeatedly in the Quran. كانت من القانتين. The Sheikh recited in the beginning of today's session is actually this verse. It's the end of Surah Al-Tahrim. The four women Allah mentioned. The three without name. It's only Maryam, Sayyidah Maryam. Right? ضرب الله مثلا. Allah gave a parable. للذين كفروا, to the disbeliever. امرأة نوح وامرأة لوط. The wife of Noah and the wife of Lot. كانتا تحت عبدين من عبادنا صالحين فخانتاهما فقيل ادخل النار مع الداخلين. They were under the care, living together with a very righteous man. She is the wife of Sayyidina Nuh and the wife of Sayyidina Lut. But they betrayed them. And they said, go to Jahannam with those who is entering Jahannam. It doesn't matter who's your husband. It doesn't matter who's your father. Nothing will help on the Day of Judgment except my and your deed. وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Then Allah gave parable. Again, this is the same surah, At-Tahrim, the last four verses. وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And Allah gave parable to the believer. Now, امْرَأَةَ فِرْعَوْنَ, which I'm going to come to it at the end, the wife of Fir'aun. إِذْ قَالَتْ رَبِّ ابْنِ لِي عِنْدَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Ya Allah, build a house for me with you in Jannah. وَنَجِّنِي مِنْ فِرْعَوْنَ وَعَمَلِي وَنَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Save me from Pharaoh and what is he doing, and save me from the wrongdoers. Now Maryam. وَمَرْيَمَ ابْنَةَ عِمْرَانَ الَّتِي أَحْصَنَتْ فَرْجَهَا. This is how Allah described her, number one. Maryam, the daughter of Imran, who she guarded her private part. وصدقت بكلمات ومريم ابنت عمران التي أحصنت فرجها فنفخنا فيه من روحنا. And we have blown into her private part from our soul. That's Sayyidina Isa. وصدقت بكلمات ربها وكتبه. She believed in the words and the books of her Lord. وكانت من القانتين. That's the nickname, one of the nicknames of her. قانتة. Qanita. What is Qanita? When you think of Qanita, and this is repeated in the Quran actually, the Qanita is basically the woman who is constant, listen to this, constant submission to Allah and absorbed in His obedience and His worship. Constant. I'm submitting to Allah's wills, whatever happens to me. This is one of the hardest things for us Muslims. So when Allah gives you the best, you don't say why. You submit. But when Allah gives you not the best, or tests you and me, if I am a qanita, I'll respond the same. Submit. What do we normally do? If He gives me what I like, I'm happy. But if He doesn't give me what I like, why me? And I start arguing. Qanita. Constant submission to Allah's will. And the other name for her is At-Tahira, the pure. Although she was a mother, but she was pure. And also Allah called her in the Quran in other two names. Ya Ukhta Harun. This is in Surah Maryam. The sister of Harun, meaning you're from that nation, or from that part, which is Musa and Harun, from the same progeny. And daughter of Imran. That's another name, nickname Allah called her. In Surah Al-Anbiya, He didn't even call her وَالَّتِي أَحْصَنَتْ فَرْجَهَا. But in other places, it says مَرْيَمْ ابْنَةَ عِمْرَان. Maryam, the daughter of Imran. So طاهرة, pure. قانتة, constant submission. Daughter of and the sister of. What is so special about her? And if you want to read about her, there's mainly two places in the Quran. One in Surah Ali Imran. And one, of course, in Surah Maryam. So Ali Imran chapter 3. And it's, please forgive, I think I have the number. Yes, alhamdulillah. Ali Imran chapter 3, from the verse 33, Allah start talking about her till, actually no, not from 33, it's actually from 34. Starts talking about her mother and then talking about her. And then you go to Surah Maryam. What made her special to be one of those? The test that nobody had been tested. Here you go. The first test, her mother wanted a boy. Right? فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا قَالَتْ رَبِّي إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا وَضَعَتْ وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى وَإِنِّي سَمَّيْتُهَا مَرْيَمْ وَإِنِّي أُعِيدُهَا بِكَ وَذُرِّيَّتَهَا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Her mother got pregnant. Her mother and father were very old. And they wanted a child. They say that they were sitting together and they saw a bird, a she-bird, feeding her fledgling. And she said, I wish I have a son so the son can serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For them, the boys were serving in place of worship, not the woman at that time. She got pregnant. And that's what Allah says in Ali Imran. In Allah astafa Adam wa Nuhan wa Ala Ibrahim wa Ala Imran. The people of Imran, her father. She got pregnant, the mother. She's pregnant, the father died. So Sayyidah Maryam is an orphan. The father died, they were old. And the mother said, when she got pregnant, she said, Ya Allah, inni nadartu laka ma fi batani muharrara, taqabbal minni. Ya Allah, whatever I have in my belly, I am going to give it to you for service. Please accept from me. Look what they give for Allah. The whole child. He's going to be a servant of you, Ya Allah. Now, فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا, when she delivered, قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى. Ya Allah, she's a woman. Now, don't look down at this verse, because a lot of people use this verse against Islam. وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى. And the man is not like the woman. For sure the man is not like the woman. But that doesn't mean the man is better here or the woman is better here. It's just the service that is needed is not done by woman at that time. And then look what Allah gave her instead of the boy, Maryam. That we are talking about her now years and thousands of years later. وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى. The man is not like the woman. وَإِنِّي سَمَّيْتُهَا مَرْيَمْ. And I called her Maryam. Here is a good lesson for everybody. وَإِنِّي أُعِيدُهَا بِكَ وَذُرِّيَّتَهَا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. And I seek refuge in you to protect her and her progeny from shaitan. Make dua for your children, even before they are born. She just delivered and she made this dua. The result is Maryam. What did she do? فَتَقَبَّلَهَا رَبُّهَا بِقَبُولٍ حَسَنٍ. I'm just sharing with you the verses in the Quran in Ali Imran. Allah accepted her with a good acceptance. He responded to the dua of the mother. Now she is an orphan. They're poor. Who's going to take care of her? Nobody wanted to do that. كَفَّلَهَا زَكَرِيَّا. Sayyidina Zakariya, the prophet, he was related to her. Different, again, we don't have a lot of information. Most of this information is from the stories of Bani Israel. So we don't know. But they, some says Zakariya was actually her brother-in-law, meaning he's married to her sister. Some says to her mother, related to her mother. He was related to them. كلما دخل عليها زكريا المحراب. Give a breath for this statement. Every time Zakariya the prophet entered upon her, where was she? What is mihrab? The place of worship. She was not in the mall. We need to know that. We want to be people of Jannah. We want to be the woman of Jannah. Remember what I said. I have to do something 90% of the people will not do. Or it's not the norm, but it's pleasing to Allah. She She was in constant worship. That's why her name, one of the nicknames is Qanita. Submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every time Zakariya entered, he found food. Anna laki hada. Where is this from? Connected with Allah. قَالَتْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. This is from Allah. يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. He gives to whom he wills, without countability, without being counted for. You want to be like Sayyidah Maryam? Who doesn't want to be like Sayyidah Maryam? That's her requirement, or that's her character, in constant worship. And remember what we said yesterday. Constant worship doesn't mean I'm going to do nothing. Remember? I'm going to make sure I remember my niyyah. I'm going to do everything pleasing to Allah. Even if it's my daily life, has to be halal. And then I'm going to make it for Allah in every step of it. Now go to Surah Maryam. Now see the test. Now I'm special. Now Allah described me as a woman of constant submission. Now Allah gives me everything I want. And the test comes with it. And that's as they say, كُلُّ تَشْرِيفٍ مَعَهُ تَكْلِيفٍ. Every time Allah honors you with something, get ready for the test. Every time Allah honor you with something, get ready for the test. Honored you with children, get ready for the test. Honored you with a good spouse, get ready for the test. Honored you with Quran, memorization, get ready for the test. Anything that people want to have and Allah gave it to you, pleasing to Him, get ready for the test. And the test depends who are you. What test? She's in her private quarter, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Sayyidina Jibreel comes to her in the form of a man. Right? وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمَ إِذْ انْتَبَذَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا مَكَانًا شَرْقِيًّا. This is in Surah Maryam. Now the story how she got pregnant. And tell them the story of Maryam, where she took a place toward the east. فَانْتَبَذَتْ مِنْ دُونِهِمْ حِجَابًا فَاتَّخَذَتْ مِنْ دُونِهِمْ حِجَابًا. She was undercover, alone. فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا. We sent to her our spirit, that's Sayyidina Jibreel. فَتَمَثْلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا. Imagine this is you, alone, in the house, in the office, in a place where you're alone, and a man comes on you. فَتَمَثْلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا. A beautiful, very well-looking, nice-looking man. What did she say? Immediately. فَقَالَتْ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَانِ مِنْكَ إِنْ كُنْتَ تَقِيَّ. I seek refuge. You're connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any test comes in, Allah names comes first. إِنِّي أَعُوذُ. And she didn't say Allah, says Ar-Rahman, the most merciful. She is making herself feel calm. Connect, He's merciful. He's not going to let anything bad happen to you. And she is talking to the man in a way that you're a good human being. You're not going to harm me. See the way. This is in the Quran. You read it all. إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ مِنْكَ إِن كُنْتَ تَقِيَّ. قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَنَا رَسُولُ رَبِّكِ لِأَهَبَ لَكِ غُلَامًا زَكِيًّا. I am the messenger of your Lord, Allah's name, to give you a pure child. Woman, well known in town, as a woman of chaste, obedient, worshipper, suddenly becomes pregnant. قَالَتْ أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي غُلَامٌ أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي وَلَدٌ. It depends which surah you are reading. Here, في مريم, أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي غُلَامٌ. How can I have a child? وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرٌ. No man touched me. وَلَمْ أَكُ بَغِيَّ. And I've never been a prostitute. Now the test and the submission. قَالَ كَذَلِكِ قَالَ رَبُّكِ. That's it. Allah said so. How many of us, we say Allah said so. Done. Why do you wear your hijab? Allah said so. Why do you pray 5 times a day? Allah said so. Why don't you drink alcohol? Allah said so. And this is for everybody. That response, and that acceptance, you're connected to Allah. She didn't believe it. How can I do that? Not, how can I get pregnant? Because this is a human being mind. Getting pregnant needs a man. That's how it is. That's the sunnah of Allah, right? So she said, how can I get pregnant? Nobody touched me. That's it. كَذَلِكِ قَالَ رَبُّكِ هُوَ عَلَيَّ هَيِّنْ. Something very easy. وَلِنَجْعَلَهُ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ. And the baby who's going to come is going to be a sign for people. وَكَانَ أَمْرًا مَقْضِيًّا. It is done. Don't argue. And immediately Allah takes you and me. Very nice story. Immediately takes you, the fact she's already pregnant. Fa. Fa, this letter in the Quran means something happened very quickly. Al-fa lit-ta'qib, they say. It's something happens very quickly. If Allah said thumma, that means there's time. فَحَمَلَتْهُ فَانْتَبَذَتْ بِهِ مَكَانًا قَصِيًّا. She carried him, pregnant, and went to somewhere far. I remind my pregnant patients always of this. And I said, Sayyida Maryam was alone in a far place. Nothing. No physician. No monitor. No anesthesia. No epidural. And she is pregnant with no man. So there's a disgrace with it. فَأَجَاءَ الْمَحَاضُ إِلَى جِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ. She was under a palm tree. That's why we say Christmas can't be in December. No, really. This is we Muslims believe this. Because Nakhla will not carry dates in December. It has to be in the summer. فَأَجَاءَهَا الْمَخَاضُ إِلَى جِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ. Labor pain came in. She was under a palm tree. What did she say? فَقَالَتْ يَا لَيْتَنِي مِتُّ قَبْلَ هَذَا. I wish I was dead. وَكُنْتُ نَسْيًا مَنْسِيًّا. And no one will remember me. Who said the same verse? The same what Sayyida Maryam said, Sayyida Aisha when she was dying. She was so scared. And this is Sayyida Aisha, that she is not pleasing to Allah. And she said, I wish I was dead. No one remember me. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you learn this. You obey Allah. Unconditional. You submit to His decree. Unconditional. I have to have these two. This is one of the lessons we learned. One, there's many lessons. This is one of the lessons we learned from the story of Sayyida Maryam. You submit to Allah's will. Unconditional. No arguments. And then He will send you the victory. فَنَادَاهَا مِن تَحْتِهَا. He spoke. She just delivered. Sayyidina Isa. أَلَّا تَخَافِ. Don't be afraid. وَلَا تَحْزَنِي. Don't be sad. قَدْ جَعْلَ رَبُّكِ تَحْتَكِ سَرِيَّا. Your Lord, He reminded her of Allah. Under you, there is a flowing water. وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ. Shake the palm tree. Palm tree. It's all miracles. تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيَّا. Fresh palm, dates will fall on you. And this is one of the things we do, is actually we tell the woman, eat dates in labor. Because that's what Allah said in the Quran. Or especially after delivery. فَكُلِي وَشْرَبِي. Eat and drink. Eat the dates, drink from the water. And look at the next word. وَقَرِّي عَيْنَا. And feel good. You remember yesterday, we talked about قَرَّةَ الْعَيْنِ. Freshness, coolness of the eye. He's telling her, don't worry. Feel good. Feel good. I just delivered. With nothing, alone, no man. And I'm going to go back to my family, to my town, to my city, carrying a baby. Don't worry. Don't be sad. And then what did she do? This is all from Allah. Who made Sayyidina Isa speak? Allah. فَأَتَتْ بِهِ قَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلُهُ. Ouch. Imagine you. How many of you are unmarried in this room? Imagine. baby. They say it was one, they don't know how long is the pregnancy. Some says it was 1 hour, pregnant and deliver. We don't know. I mean, again, we don't have a firm or a sound source for this. But this is what you read in the books of commentary. So here you go, virgin, and you're so devout, and everybody knows who you are, and you come with a baby to your family, to everybody in town. فأتت به قومها تحمله كريم. قالوا يا مريم أنى لك هذا. No, قالوا يا مريم. فأتت به قومها تحمله. قالوا يا مريم. I'm sorry. جزاك الله خير. قالوا يا مريم لقد جئت شيئا فريا. مريم. This is فريا mean this is absolute injustice. This is absolute indecency. Ya ukht Harun, that's when Allah called her, the sister of Harun, meaning you are from that progeny. How can this happen? Ma kana abuki imra'a sawin. Your father was not a man of indecency. Wa ma kanat ummuki baghiya, and your mother was not a prostitute. This is in the Quran. You all read it every at least once a year. At least. I'm assuming you read the whole Quran in Ramadan. Right? So they were shocked. You, ya Maryam, come with a baby? فأشارت إليه. Because she believes in what Allah is telling her. And because he told her, when you come to your people, قولي إني نذرت للرحمن صوما فلن أكلم اليوم إنسيا. Sayyidina Isa told her, go. And then if they ask you, say, I am fasting. Actually, this is one of the meaning of fasting, is that you it's hold. Fasting is withhold, including talking. فأشارت إليه. She listened to what Allah say. That's one of the biggest lessons you have learned from Sayyida Maryam. Total submission. The only one similar to her is Sayyidina Ibrahim. When Allah told him, slaughter your son. فأشارت إليه. She pointed. How much she believed in Allah that in that moment that you need to defend yourself, you didn't speak. And you pointed to him. What happened if he didn't speak? فقال إني عبد الله and the rest of it. Then he said, I am a servant of Allah. What a story is this? In that detail, it's in the Quran. Never Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned her in the Quran, but in the most positive description. Ya Maryam, وَإِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَا مَرْيَمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ وَطَهَّرَكِ وَاصْطَفَاكِ عَلَى نِسَاءِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah said this in Surah Ali Imran. وَإِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ angels said, Ya Maryam, angels spoke to her. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ Allah chose you. وطهرك purified you واصطفاك على نساء العالمين and he chose you above all the women of this earth. يا مريم, why I'm special? What do I need to do to be special? I don't need to be the most beautiful woman or the richest woman or the most educated woman or have the best business or I have that many children or all my children this and that. No. For Allah to choose me and you, I need to do the following what the angels told her. Ya Maryam, اقنتي لربك. Maryam, submit to your Lord. واسجدي واركعي مع الراكعين. Prostrate and go for ruku'. Submit to the will of Allah. This uniqueness of Sayyida Maryam is that she submitted to Allah unconditional all the story. Non-negotiable submission, unchanging, unwavering. It's a straight line of submission. But what a test is this? So are you surprised she's one of the women of Jannah? How many of us can claim I am going to be the woman of Jannah? What did I do? Are you with me all now? Are you feeling it? Sayyida Maryam, may Allah be pleased with her. The last but not the least, is Sayyida Asiya bint Muzahim, which is the wife of Fir'aun. That's a complete different story. Who is she? Asiya was actually the wife of Fir'aun. And they said she is maybe related to him, and some says she's from the progeny of Sayyidina Musa, and some says she is actually related very closely to Sayyidina Musa. But definitely, they agreed, who is she? But they all agreed she's part of, she is one of the women of Jannah. This is another hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, the meaning of, كَمُلَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ كَثِيرٌ. From men, there is many perfect men. But from women, there is two. I wish my name was there. It's not. And I don't think any of your names are there. Two. Maryam ibn Imran and Asiya. Now, just a second, in case, now I was like, why not? Now, I just shared with you the story of Sayyida Maryam. Any one of us in this room have been tested like Sayyida Maryam? Absolutely not. Now, so what is the special about Asiya? So she was the wife of Fir'aun, right? Who was Fir'aun? Fir'aun is Fir'aun, right? Pharaoh of Egypt, which was basically the ruler of the world, right? And every time Allah mentioned Fir'aun's name in the Quran is in degrading form, in degrading way, and full of arrogance, right? ونادى فرعون في قومه قال يا قوم يا قومي أليس لي ملك مصر وهذه الأنهار تجري من تحتي أفلا تبصرون أم أنا خير من هذا الذي هو مهين ولا يكاد يبين. This is in Surah Al-Zukhruf. Fir'aun is talking to his people. Look at the language so you can know who is Fir'aun. Right? نادى فرعون في قومه. Fir'aun called his people. Hey people, hey my people, قومي. أليس لي ملك مصر؟ Don't I own all Egypt? وهذه الأنهار تجري من تحتي, and all these rivers flow under me, under my control. أفلا تبصرون? Don't you see what's wrong with you? And then he's comparing himself to Sayyidina Musa. And Sayyidina Musa was thin. أم أنا خير من هذا الذي هو مهين? Am I not better from this? You can barely see him. He's referring to Sayyidina Musa. ولا يكاد يبين. And you can barely see him. You cannot even see him. In another place, نادى فرعون يا هامان ابن لي صرحا لعلي أبلغ الأسباب. He talked to his, this is Ghafir, he talked to his assistant. Build for me a huge stairs. لعلي أبلغ الأسباب. So I'm going to get up high. فأطلع إلى إله موسى. So I'm going to go and see the Lord of Musa. وإني لا أظنه كاذبا. And he's a liar. وما كيد فرعون إلا في تباب. This is Fir'aun. Okay? And this is the wife. She witnessed the magicians. You all know the story of Sayyidina Musa, right? So, what did they do? They throw the sticks, and the sticks became snakes. And what did Sayyidina Musa? He first was scared. فأوجس خيفة في نفسه موسى. Musa started to feel fear. This is in Taha. قلنا لا تخف إنك أنت الأعلى. Don't be afraid. You will have the upper hand. ألقي ما في يدك. تلقف ما صنعوا. إنما صنعوا كيد ساحر. ولا يفلح الساحر حيث أتى. Don't be afraid. Throw the stick. تلقف ما صنعوا. The stick will swallow the snakes. إنما صنعوا كيد ساحر. What they did is the trick of magician. ولا يفلح الساحر حيث أتى. And whatever the magicians, they will never be successful. She witnessed that. And she became a Muslim. Meaning, at that time, believed in Allah. She did not believe Fir'aun is the Lord. Because that's what Fir'aun said. أنا ربكم الأعلى. I am your Lord. Allah. أستغفر الله. Now this is the wife. This is the wife living, remember this, living in luxury, living in power, living in a palace, and that's the husband. And nobody said that he treated her not well. It was not mentioned. But the belief in Allah was bigger. Once she saw the magicians, she believed in Allah. And she did not expose her faith. She actually hid it. But then he knew. Imagine this. This is Fir'aun, Pharaoh. He talked with her. Talked with her. Change your mind. Something happened to you. You know I am the Lord. When he felt there is no more hope, the torture started. The torture by itself, if you read about it, subhanAllah, they say, it may sound a little bit uncomfortable, but they said he put her attached each part of her body to a column. So one hand to a column, another hand to a column, leg to a column, and a leg to a column. And he said, say that, I am the Lord. And she said, no. And the columns were attached to a moving, like carrier, and the carrier moved. And that's when she said the dua that we recited. رَبِّ ابْنِ لِي عِنْدَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Ya Allah, build a house for me with you in Jannah. رَبِّ ابْنِ لِي عِنْدَكَ, with you, بَيْتًا, house, فِي الْجَنَّةِ. And scholars have a beautiful commentary on this. They say she chose the neighbor before the place. She chose the neighbor before the place, before where you want to live, because she wanted Allah to be her neighbor. And they say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a cloud on top of her and she saw her place in Jannah. What did we do for this deen? What did we sacrifice for this deen? Did we got tortured? Did we left our family? Of course she is woman of Jannah. One of the best women of Jannah. SubhanAllah. Believed. Once she saw the evidence, she believed and she was not afraid. That's one of the special things about Asiya, that she was not afraid. And she didn't change her mind because everybody else is doing it. Everybody else is doing it. Why I'm different? Right? And this is my husband. This is my family. And she lost everything, including her life, because she believed. Of course, woman of Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya Rabbi Ameen, make us all of the people of Jannah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not test us with anything that we cannot take, subhanAllah. But may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is dua for myself before anybody, make us learn from everything he puts in our life and make it a reason to get closer to him. Because this is not a choice in me. It comes to me. I need to be a woman or a man, a Muslim or a Muslima. That everything comes from Allah. And I know that. But I'm going to use it. So this will bring me closer to him, pave my path to Jannah. And I go there and I know everything that happens to me is good for me and brings me closer to Allah. Ya Rabbi, Ameen. Jazakum Allahu khayran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi taslima kathira.